Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Kira Hain. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says support will be provided to those affected by wildfires in Brisbane as more homes have been lost in the deadly fire to the west of the state. One person has already died in the fire in the Western Downs region, and it has also forced hundreds to evacuate their homes as it burns 20,000 hectares of land over 10 days. Exhausted firefighting crews now face one of their hardest days yet, with an extreme fire danger warning issued today for the Darling Downs and Granite Belt region. Wind gusts of up to 40 kilometres per hour are expected, along with 37-degree heat. Mr. Albanese says Federal Agriculture Minister Murray Watt will investigate the area to see how the affected can be further supported.
We are providing support. Tara's fire, as of 7:30 last night, was now at Watch and Act level. Today, we will have established a recovery centre in Tara. We expect some 42,000 claims as a result of these fires so far. Minister Murray Watt is visiting that area today to see what other support can be offered.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has once again condemned the unrest in Gaza. It comes after the Australia-Palestine Advocacy Network accused six of seven former prime ministers of hypocrisy over their statements on the rising tensions in Gaza. The six were accused by the advocacy group of allowing themselves to be used as a tool to minimise Israel's violations of international law for the past 75 years. The prime minister says every innocent loss of life is a tragedy. The federal government will announce a $10 million campaign with the support of all states and territories to address teacher shortages across the country. The campaign, which is named Be That Teacher, will feature public school educators sharing their stories on when they realised how important teaching really is. They will be published on a government-owned website. NDIS Minister Bill Shorten says they hope to get more young people involved in teaching.
We need more teachers. Teaching's a great profession, and we want to encourage young people and people who might be thinking of what to do with a job to become teachers. So Be That Teacher is a smart idea. It reminds you of the good teachers that we've had in our lives who've given us that inspiration to try harder or fall in love with a topic or an issue. So we just need good teachers, so I think it's great to encourage people.
Australia's largest bank will make solar panels and home batteries available through interest-free loans as part of a growing portfolio of green finance offerings. The Commonwealth Bank will launch the product today, offering loans of up to $30,000 for renewable energy technology ordered through its partner, U-Power. And in football, Lionel Messi has won the Ballon d'Or for a record eighth time in his career. The Argentine led his national team to success in the 2022 World Cup, while he also enjoyed club success with French club Paris Saint-Germain, helping them win the domestic league. Messi has thanked his family and friends for helping him reach this success.
Of course, I would also like to thank my family in Argentina, those in Miami, my wife, who has been with me since the start of my career, who supported me in tough times, and who allowed me to accomplish my dreams.
In the women's category, The award was given to Aitana Bonmatí of Spain, who won the Women's World Cup in the Australia and New Zealand tournament, while also winning the UEFA Women's Champions League with FC Barcelona. Australia's Sam Kerr was the runner-up. I'm Kira Hain. This is SBS News in Easy English.